This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Next week marks the close of a tumultuous chapter for the CIA. On February 4th, Jamie Misick, the Deputy Director for Intelligence, officially leaves the agency. She's the last of the 20 or so high-level officials who have either abruptly resigned, retired, or been fired by new director Porter Goss. Her departure marks the completion of an almost total overhaul of CIA senior staff. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly takes a look at the current state of the CIA.
A CIA tumbling into turmoil, plagued by plummeting morale and a rebellion within the clandestine service. Those were the headlines 2 months ago. In November, every day seemed to bring word of a new feud or resignation. Today, the CIA is mostly off the front pages, but one current intelligence official says, quote, "If there's a truce, it's an uneasy truce." And Richard Kerr, who was the CIA's deputy director in the early 90s, says the controversy isn't over yet.
I wouldn't say it's calmed down. I think there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the future, about the new people that are coming in, about Porter, and about the new National Director of Intelligence.
That's the newly created post that will outrank the CIA chief. Many CIA veterans have watched in alarm since Goss took over in September. They are mad about the top-level departures, and they remain concerned about what one calls the vision thing. That is, many feel Goss has never told staffers his grand plan for the agency. Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, shares that concern.
I haven't yet heard what his vision is. No one is claiming, certainly I'm not, that the agency or that the whole intelligence community is in perfect shape. So change is needed. But what's wrong with this picture is that some of the changes he has made have been disruptive for no as yet understood purpose.
He wants to see less paperwork, less bureaucracy, fewer people sitting behind desks in Washington, and more activity, more action out in the field.
That's Gardner Peckham. He's a former high-ranking Republican congressional staffer, and he argues Goss is being totally upfront about what he wants to do with the CIA. Peckham is friendly with the handful of other former Republican officials who now make up Porter Goss's inner circle at the CIA. That team continues to clash with the agency's old guard, but Gardner Peckham dismisses the sniping as predictable.
Bureaucratic organizations are always resistant to change. And why it is a news story when a new person comes in and they want to bring people that share their vision in to run the place is kind of strange to me. And all that said, both Congress and the White House expect change. And I think that there was a general feeling around town that there had been insufficient change since 9/11.
A CIA official, speaking on condition of anonymity, echoes that view and adds that Goss is finding ways to communicate with his employees. The source says most days Goss eats breakfast and lunch in the CIA cafeteria in order to meet staffers and hear what they have to say. The question is whether the recent upheaval, combined with uncertainty over how broader intelligence reform will shake out, has damaged the CIA on some deeper, perhaps irreversible, level. Richard Kerr, the former deputy director, fears that's the case.
Certainly its prominence as the central, underlying central, intelligence agency has been reduced. The authority, the prestige, and it's yet to say whether its effectiveness has been diminished or not, but I think that's a very real possibility, and that's very worrisome. Because it is a competent organization.
Another former CIA official says there's been enough turmoil that the product must be suffering. And James Pavitt, head of the CIA's clandestine service for 5 years before he stepped down last summer, is also worried. Pavitt tells NPR, "I think the CIA is a different agency, weaker than when I left it in August." Pavitt says the situation must be turned around. The terrorists are coming for us, he says. The CIA must succeed. Our national security demands it. Goss's defenders say exactly the point. Gardner Peckham.
I'm more optimistic about the CIA than I have been in as long as I can remember. Porter Goss is an extremely capable man. He's surrounding himself with terrific top-flight people who have vast experience both in Washington and in the intelligence community and know where they want to take the place.
One thing everyone agrees on is the CIA is in limbo until the new National Intelligence Director is named. Washington is thick with rumors about likely candidates. This week, the names most often mentioned are former CIA Chief Robert Gates, retired Army General Tommy Franks, and Michael Hayden, head of the National Security Agency. There are those who believe Porter Goss would like the job. A CIA official says Goss is focused on getting his team into place at Langley and adds he definitely feels like he's making progress. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.